The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I'm living in that 21st century. I can't do the other part. Don't mean to it. And the haters. I want to send it on my power. I have to watch it.
Oh, you're going to break it down. You'll get into it.
21st century dance parade. Power. Austin Powers. Martini Sours. I like this. This Fat Boy played it, though. Don't look at me.
Oh, I like it. It's a banger. Is that still good? Banger?
Can you say banger? Yeah. I mean, it was... Bangers have changed. Now it means, oh, it's a good song or a fun Irish fight. A lot of times, banger was... I believe it's a town in Maine.
What about the food? Is it taters?
Bangers and mash.
Yeah, what is that? Or maybe the mash is the taters.
I think the
mash
is the taters.
Very English. Bangers and mash.
Oh, is it haggis? Is that what the banger is?
Haggis, I thought was.
I thought the mash is potatoes.
Yeah, but what's
also
the banger?
Also, an awful 70s TV show.
Are you thinking about the one with Mark Paul Gosselaar and Breckenmeyer? That was bangers and mash.
No. Although, when I go to. Get Italian. I love Rizzoli and Isles. It's the best.
Mm. It's just better than spaghetti. What a waste that is to go out for a...
God, I screwed up my joke.
Sometimes spaghetti Ravioli is iffy. You're right about that, because I don't like mine overcooked.
Well, I was just being punny. I didn't really mean it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. I liked it.
Yeah.
You're so punny.
Yeah. You like it. That pasta would... Bologna sauce on it. Vodka.
Bolognese, yeah. Boss loves a good pun.
Okay. Let's get right into this, shall we?
Let's do it.
This is gonna fire a bunch of you up. It's gonna make men and women fight. It's gonna make husbands and wives fight. It's gonna make bikers differ in opinion. And when I say bikers, I don't mean cyclists. I mean bikers. I mean motorcyclists, but not bicyclists.
Bikers.
This is when I feel for the immigrants coming to our country. It's tough. I've lived here my whole life, and I still haven't mastered it.
It's the hardest language to learn.
It has to be so hard. It's like we were saying the word cough, but the word plow should be plough.
Plug. Bork and plug.
This one is part vacation drama, another part, in my opinion, maybe, like a midlife motorcycle fantasy. It's a whole lot of build-up frustration. She said she's fine with saying names here. I would not say his yet, because I feel like it's not your Joe Sixpack everyday name, if I can say that,
Yeah.
I isolate him a little bit. But she's fine with saying her name's Rebecca. So, Rebecca... Good morning.
Good morning.
So these Harley trips, they're not just local. We're talking about Florida, Virginia. Hold on, I have it written down here. Charleston. And then he's trying to push, or he has, or is going to Denver. And you're going to be behind him in a Jeep.
Yep.
So... Let's get to, this is wild. Okay. Okay.
So you want to tread lightly because.
Yeah, I know. So you're going to tell your husband that you're not going to Denver the way he wants to go, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You have a fan running in the background or something? Or you in a whirlwind? What's crazy? Nah, there ain't no telling. You might be on an oxygen tank, and I'm going to feel bad now. So, look, don't be nervous or anything, but get everybody set up here. You and your husband have been together for a while, right?
Yes, we have.
Okay.
And I'm sorry, guys. I'm just, really nervous this morning.
You're fine.
Yeah, well, we've been married 10 years this fall. We both have grown kids, but from other marriages, and no grandkids yet. And basically, we've just been enjoying this chapter of our lives, taking vacations, traveling, you know, all that.
That sounds nice, you know, like you're kind of settling into a groove, you know?
I like vacations.
Well, yeah, it would be.
Always ready for the weekend. It would be. Really,
yeah.
Yeah, but you got to speak your mind. Well, you ain't happy.
No, I'm not, because I'm always stuck in the Jeep every time. 4 years ago, my Wilson bought a Harley, and since then, every vacation has pretty much just become about that motorcycle. Daytona, Charleston, Virginia Beach, all of them.
And you do not ride the bike with him?
I don't like it. I actually hate riding on the back of a bike. And no, I do not want my own bike.
I was going to ask that.
I've told him that since day one. So, yeah, I follow behind him every single mile. He gets the breeze and the freedom. I get the sunburnt left arm and exhaust fumes.
Well, mine is for sure.
Yeah. So it's almost like you're following him like you're his roadie.
Yeah, pretty much. And now he wants to ride all the way to Denver, Colorado. And he actually said that we can mail our luggage and both ride the Harley. I'm not doing it.
Mail the luggage.
That's a risk.
And obviously, you know, I'm assuming you've told him that you're not following him in the Jeep, and you're also not going to ride the bike as well.
Yes, sir. But not like I'm about to. I've booked a flight. I'll be in Denver when he gets there, sipping a dirty Shirley at the terminal. I told him I wasn't doing anymore. Yeah, I've told him this over and over, but he doesn't listen, so now he's going to hear me loud and clear.
What the hell is a dirty Shirley?
That's what I'm saying.
Is it a Shirley Temple?
You haven't heard of a dirty Shirley?
Uh-uh.
It's a vodka, grenadine, and Sprite.
Okay, so Paige, you are right.
Like, is it Shirley Temple Shirley, with
Shirley
vodka?
Shirley Temple with vodka, yeah.
Okay.
A dirty Shirley.
I never had one.
I don't know. Sipping on a dirty Shirley, that sounded scandalous.
Sounds pretty naughty. I like it.
So I think it goes without saying, but like, your husband's going to be upset about this whole thing, right? Or just straight up mad?
Oh, I know he will. Yeah. He's really going to resent me doing it on your show like this, because he says stuff like, why do people need to air their laundry in the streets? You know, but I'm thinking maybe if he folded it once in a while, we wouldn't have to.
Holy crap. Okay. Is that from Madea or something? That right there was good. That is good.
Thank you.
Yeah. If we wouldn't need to air our dirty laundry if you folded it every once in a while.
Damn.
Pointed.
Now, so what if he says, okay, see you there? I mean, it's not like when he gets there, it's going to be normal, right? There'll still be tension that you're there sipping on Shirley and... you know, he comes in all wore out from right. Because Atlas, dude, I don't want to say your town, but it's 1,400 plus miles to drive from your town to Denver, Colorado.
It's going to take days.
Yeah, a couple of days.
26 hours approximately, if you don't speed too crazy. That is insane.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
I'm interested to see how this goes.
Yeah. There's going to be some tension for sure. There's going to be tension.
Well, I don't know where there should be, because he's getting part of what he wants.
Yeah, why would he complain?
I mean, true. Other than, like, you know, he probably, like, went, like, every time, you know, well, that, yeah, that, I was about to ask a dumb question, but, like, if you said, hey, honey, are you on a CB with him as well? Like, do you say, hey, honey, breaker, breaker, I got to go take a piss. Pull over on this next rest stop.
We pull over Bucky's.
You have to keep pulling over each time, and you know, he has to get more gas than you and all this. That'd be just a pain in the ass generally.
He's got the headset on. That's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a long ride.
Hold on one second for us, Rebecca.
Being on the back of a bike.
Yeah. So here's the dynamic here. she's done it a bunch of times. You heard all the places. He wants to take the bike, so she doesn't like riding the bike, which has got to be awkward when they get there, because if she doesn't ever like riding the bike, even when they go to dinner or go to the you know, the retail outlets, whatever you do on vacation, yeah, is she riding on the back of the bike then, or does he, they ride separately to the Tanger outlet?
See, that's a good question, because I feel like it's been a bone of contention ever since she told him that she doesn't want a bike.
Yep.
I don't know, because I don't know him. But if I offered you a bike, you know, you should, I'd be pissed if you didn't take it.
Well, yeah.
Because you have to learn how to ride, even if you don't drive. You got to learn how to lean left, lean right.
You got
to
learn those little gang signs they throw down for turning left.
Two down. You do the two
down. I forget which way it is. I thought the guy was doing an inversion of peace, like meaning war. And I'm like, what's up? We got beef? All right, we come back. Rebecca's going to call her husband live on the radio and say, I'm flying there and I'm sucking on Shirley when you get there on your motorcycle.
Oh, my.
Or sipping on Shirley. Pardon. Good morning, everyone.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
We've done it, Fat Boy, if you've been looking at the text. According to several texts from several different states, at least going by the area codes, we've broken bro code this morning. No. Or we are in the process of breaking bro code. Bro code. Is there sis code?
It's got to be, right?
He did this thong song.
Girl code.
Sis code.
Crap changes so much, man. What do we do? What? It's not like we're turning on anybody. It's just kind of offering up the platform, you know?
Oh, I know. We are like the guardian ad litem, except we don't get paid $1,500 an hour. We get...
the wrong business.
Yeah, for sure.
I know. It's like, oh, let's go be kind of a judge, but not a real judge. But you're gonna make somebody's, you know, life a big decision for them. You're gonna be paid quite well to do so.
Nice. They'll stretch it out a little bit. Remember, this is not an endorsement. This is just a platform.
It's just a platform.
Okay.
If this was a guy wanting to call his wife saying she wanted to take her boat on vacation, yeah, that's hard. All right, yeah. So they live on the coast. She wants to go to Cuba on her boat. I don't know. It's not a good analogy. He bought a motorcycle. She was not into the motorcycle culture, the biker culture. Does not like riding it with him on the back. Doesn't want her own. She's not into, like I said, the culture. It's just not her thing. But since he bought his Harley 4 years ago, every vacation has to go around that. So I'm imagining most of these have been biker rallies, although Virginia Beach, Virginia Beach.
Beach.
Charleston.
She said Daytona?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's all kinds of rallies down there.
Got to hit that one.
Some are not mentionable, but Charleston, South Carolina, biker rallies? Like, I can't imagine they'd have let it happen.
Yeah, I don't know.
It seems like he had to go to, like, Sullivan's Island or somewhere.
He probably went to the Survivor's Rally every year before they got rid of that one. In Cherokee.
Oh, man.
Just hits them all.
I used to have a t-shirt from that, and I never even went. Like, I had it, like, secondhand. It was like, oh, man, Survivor Rally. So he's decided they're going to go to Denver. It seems like she's in kind of a, what some might call a controlling kind of thing. I don't know. Anyway, she says that she is not riding behind him in the Jeep, like she has on these previous vacations. He rides his bike. She is, she's already got a plane ticket, and she's going to be flying there, and he will ride his bike there alone. So.
She's definitely going to beat him, and he's going to get mad pretty quick, I would imagine.
Yeah, probably right. And let's go ahead and bring it back. Rebecca, you know I have to legally ask you this. Are you, A, sure you want to do this? And also, to remind you and those listening, you gave us your husband's number, and you're not doing this for tickets or gifts or anything like that, agree?
I am. Yep. Okay. I agree.
Okay.
Very good. But I don't say anything about the radio, right? Like with us being on the radio when I call him, right?
Like after you tell him everything, we'll jump on and probably, you know, probably someone, maybe Paige, will say something off color and it will make matters worse. And then, you know, this is all on the radio and all that stuff. But Fat Boy, if you would please call Rebecca's husband As soon as it starts dialing, I'll say his name so it is not exposed, the call. But you'll see why. I don't know too many people with this first name as a first name. I know people with this as a last name. I also remember a volleyball in a movie named Wilson.
Hello.
Morning, honey. You're on the radio right now. Please don't hang up. Please don't cuss.
What now?
Damn it, Rebecca. Why did you have to go and do that? We just said don't say you're on the radio.
We got record time on that one.
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got nervous.
Wait, Becca. Who the hell is that talking?
Wilson, good morning. This is Matt Mann, Fat Boy Page, the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is Truth and Consequences. We're live on the radio, and it's a segment we let listeners like your wife call friends, family, like you, to either confess something or holler at them real good, and you know, for doing something real bad to them. So this is all live.
Yeah, I know, y'all. Listen, Jesus, Rebecca, what?
What the hell
is going on?
She want to talk to you about... First off, thank you've heard of us. That's cool. I mean, it is. Hell yeah. You don't like us now, probably, but like, she wanted to talk to you about Denver.
Yeah, you better buckle up, man. That's all I got to say.
Oh, Becca, come on. Are we really going to do this in front of the whole damn town?
Yes, we are. All over the South. They're on several stations, but yeah, we are, because I've said it at home and you never listen. This time, you will.
What are you talking about?
I'm not driving behind your motorcycle to Denver. I'm flying, and I already booked it.
You did what now?
You can ride your Harley. I'll meet you there. I've followed you for years. I've had enough. I want a vacation where I don't have to drive 10 hours a day and show up sunburned and exhausted.
Baby, listen. I told you we could mail the luggage, ride together just once.
I don't want to ride that bike, Wilson. Okay, you know that. I have told you that from day one. But you keep planning these trips like it's about you and your bike. This one, I'm not doing it. I'm flying to Denver. You can ride or not. It's your call.
Wait. You're serious right now. You bought a flipping plane ticket already? You weren't even going to tell me about this?
I was going to tell you once I knew it was locked in. I don't want to deal with your dramatic reaction until it was done.
No, that's not how a marriage works, Becca. You just don't go behind my back and make a decision like that. That's not being a friend, and that's not being a good wife.
Excuse me?
I mean it. I don't even know if I can trust you right now. You embarrass me on the radio, and you're making me look like some kind of controlling jerk just because I wanted to share a trip with my wife?
Wilson, I didn't embarrass you. You're doing that all on your own. You care way too much what everybody thinks.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, when you get done being a glory hound, maybe you can call me back.
Oh, he hung up. Yeah, he's gone.
He's pissed off for sure.
Oh, damn, Wilson.
He has an interesting accent. He sounds like he lived in the heat of the night, that city. He's
Sparta, Mississippi.
He is very, very Rebecca. I mean, he's real mad, huh? He's pissed.
Yeah, he's just mad. He'll cool off. He always worries way too much what everyone thinks.
He gaffes too much. That's the problem.
He what?
Gaffes? Like, you see them things, Dilligaff, like, gives a F, like, what people think.
He's number one.
Oh, he probably thinks all of Western North Carolina is going to laugh at him just because I don't want to ride 1,300 miles on his lawn chair with handlebars.
1,400 miles. If you're in the city, I think you are. But yeah, but plus, like, people all over South Carolina, Georgia, Tennessee, parts of Arizona.
She kind of sounded like Chief Gillespie. I'm not riding the motorcycle.
Like, there was one thing he said where he just went, now, come on now. Like, he just, I don't know, man.
Is it when he said, you're not being a good wife or a good friend?
So, Rebecca,
Wilson.
Good luck with that. Send us photos.
Yeah.
from the big roadie, and
I don't see why they can't just take the Jeep and tow the bike and then have the bike to drive around while you're on vacation.
Well, that's an interesting thought as well.
Yeah.
Then you'll have the best of both worlds, and she's feel safe, and he's got his bike.
Yeah, that's like, is that what happens when you guys go somewhere? Like, just, you're in the car still, and he's just on the bike?
Like, when you, like, go to dinner, does he ride the bike, and you have to drive behind him in the Jeep then, too? Or, because you never ride the bike at all, right, Rebecca?
I mean, occasionally I will, but I have to be careful about it because it's give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. No. So I limit it now. And we have talked about doing that, but he just wants to ride the motorcycle. Everything gets centered around him riding that bike.
Yeah. Well, he might not give you any inches after what you did today. So.
He doesn't trust you as a friend or a wife. All right. Rebecca, thank you very much and good luck with that, okay?
All right, thank all right. you, guys.
All right, have a good morning.
All right, big time, Bex.
If that's the least of their problems.
Do you, of course, I say this when she's gone, do you think she really has bought a ticket? I don't. I think that's kind of her, that was her move to say.
I don't know, man. She sounded frustrated enough to, she really wasn't going to get on that bike.
I mean, I or the car. Get it, why people would be afraid of ride down the back of a motorcycle that far.
That would suck.
It really would.
That would, even if you're like a biker.
Uh-huh.
And like, the woman, first off, I gotta imagine, because the woman on the bike, she's gotta split them legs real far open because she's sitting behind the guy.
And
so
you,
when she gets off, it's gonna look like she's been riding a horse for 2 days.
Well, the reason why I think you should tow it, because you never know what the weather's gonna be like, and it would suck to be riding all day long in the rain.
Well, it's just hot now. You got hot wind on your face.
Hot.
No air conditioning.
Yeah, and they say you're a bitch if you have a windshield on your bike, so, like, you're going to be eating bugs and stuff all the way from here to Colorado. God, what an awful... Even if you love riding a bike, that has to, like, just make your butt hurt, the thought of it.
Yeah.
Plus, you know he's going to pull over and, like, I got to take a picture off of... Get some gas.
When you get out, even if you don't have ape hangers, you just got regular... You're going to be walking around like you're a bodybuilder all the time because your arms are, like... In that same position.
Uneasy rider.
So do you think Road Wild, like Sting, you know, and all those guys rode their Harleys all the way to Sturgis?
Absolutely not.
They had to fly in somewhere, right?
I mean, somebody rode them there. I mean,
there are people that are committed to it, but I just don't think it's a good idea. If she's not happy, it just seems like she's terrified. And that would be an anxiety attack all day long if I was afraid of riding on the back of a motorcycle. And
see, this is the problem, though. Here's a text. He should know, and this is probably a guy texting, he should know by now, if mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. That's an awful, you know, that's the way my childhood was. And it was like, it should be, we just want everybody to be happy.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be like, if mama's not happy,
I hate
nobody's
that.
Happy.
I don't like people where you have to walk around on eggshells and you're afraid to say or do anything because they're going to be a blanks, you know.
It's like, that should not dominate every decision, right? Like, is mom going to get pissed?
Yeah, no, it shouldn't be like, or is daddy gonna get pissed either? But that's annoying. It's like you're calling the woman a bitch. I mean, you're kind of softly calling her a bitch because you know what? If mom ain't happy, ain't nobody happy because if she don't get her way, she's gonna be a bitch.
Okay, so what if he doesn't go? What if he throws his hands up? Does he look like a bitch then? He's like, you know what? Cancel the whole trip. I don't even want to go now. Now she's stuck if she bought that ticket. She's stuck with it. She might as well go to Denver and hang out for a couple days, get high and come back home.
I mean, that's there again, like, she went and bought a ticket without it. See, that's another thing. Like, I feel like you would ask, you would not ask, but you would talk about that before you do it.
Especially if you got, like, joint accounts or, you know, it's like, we got our money together, we make purchases with.
See, I don't, like, is that real life still? People have joint accounts or?
I don't.
I wasn't going to ask you, but you threw it out there, so that's cool. You don't?
I used to, until he didn't know how to manage his money properly.
Yeah.
Oh,
I had to take it away from him.
That's very emasculating. It just really is.
Hey.
Well, it happens.
My accountant's a woman. I mean, they're just good with numbers.
Yeah.
You know? They know how much
how we
Clorox
pay the bills.
To put in, how many dishes to put in.
How many little tricks.
No.
Yeah.
Men know how to do that too.
TurboTax hacks?
Yeah. What if it was Aunt Sam on the side of the road asking you to do your taxes? Would you pull over then?
Why was that never a character?
Aunt Sam?
With big jugs. Cleavage kind of draw you in a little bit.
Well, isn't...
Aunt Sam.
Isn't Mr... What's the damn comic character that's like... Not Captain America. Captain America's a woman now, right? Or is that Marvel?
Yeah, it's Captain Marvel.
Brie Larson or whatever. All right.
Yeah.
I know about
too many characters.
I know really a little bit about them. Everything and not a lot about much.
Good song. Oh, God. Pin it. Write it up,
I think
Dan.
It's already one. 1-800-774-0093. You've been on this situation before, or it's a what would you do kind of thing? 1-800-774-0093. It's the Rise Guys, guys.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Fat Boy.
I wonder how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
About got me. Good morning.
Oh.
Somebody trying to pull a fast one on me with a birthday message, and it's like you know what? If you passed me that on a note, I probably would have read it, not realized it at the time, but did not follow for that one.
Yeah, trying to Ron Burgundy.
First off. No one would go by the name Clint. And secondly, I have not heard of Taurus as a last name. I've heard of a Ford Taurus. I've heard of
some name we got
some
there.
Kind of some kind of spiritual sign, right? Mm-hmm. Or horoscope, whatever the hell.
You're not going to get us with a senior shout out, buddy.
No. Well, no, they were trying to do the birthday. First off, you used a kid.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Oh, boy.
What's wrong with you?
You thought we were going to fall Shame for that. You. Ain't nobody named Clint Taurus. So I'm going to tell you something. We're going to get to these calls here in just a moment. 1-800-774-0093.
You can't work a worker.
I'll tell you this. I'm going to read you a couple of them. Tasha in Bowling Springs said, good for her. My ex pulled this same crap. Every vacation turned into a bike trip. I divorced the leather jacket, and I got to keep the house.
Jesus.
This one.
Something else must have happened.
Yeah.
Says she's embarrassed. She's embarrassed that man on the radio. You can't do that to your husband. Expect no consequences. That was low. Another one says that was cold. Man just wanted a cross country ride with his old lady. God, that's so wild.
Yeah.
Say.
Sounds bad.
I would have gone on the back of that bike with a smile. Sounds like she just doesn't want to spend time with her husband. Good Lord. Yep. Didn't sound like that at all.
Do you feel like maybe she didn't suffer anything extra? I feel like you would add that reaction either way, on or off the air.
I understand that you make a lot of sacrifices in a relationship to make somebody happy. I've done things that I didn't want to do. But if I'm afraid of something and riding on a back of a motorcycle like this woman seems to be, that's anxiety. So she's not going to enjoy that vacation. There needs to be some kind of compromise where they can both agree that they're both going to be happy.
Enjoy it on the ride home a little more if they got some souvenirs from Denver.
That's a big buzzword since 2020.
Souvenir?
Anxiety.
Yeah, anxiety.
Since 2020?
Yeah.
Oh, come
Shoot.
On.
The 90s. That's when it was all diagnosed.
But you didn't hear about it until COVID. Like, everybody's anxious now. We all got anxiety.
Do we?
Do we really?
I mean, it's something for Lily to sell us. Rebecca better watch it. First, it's Denver solo. Next, she's going to be posting mountain selfies for some guy named Greg that owns a Subaru. All right, let's get to the calls. Let's go to P1 Bojangles.
Aww.
Good morning. How is everybody?
Good.
Good, man. What's up?
How you
Good.
Doing?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
Not only did he sound like he might have been from, in the heat of the night in Sparta, Mississippi. Doesn't it take place in Sparta, Mississippi?
Yeah.
This is going to inject a whole nother twist here, but I think he might be African American and she might also be African American. The way he was saying certain words, yes, he sounded like he was from Mississippi, but he might all, and not that doesn't change it. I mean, she may be right, he may be wrong, he might be right, she might be wrong, but I wonder if that has anything to do with it that he is more offended maybe because he's African American. Does that make any sense?
No.
Huh.
I mean, no offense.
Else think that, though, that he didn't just sound like he was from Mississippi, that he might actually be African American?
I didn't think about it that way.
I didn't.
Okay. It might just be me, and I apologize about offending anybody. But
they're black bikers now as well. They have their own
weeks. No, well, Well, yeah, that down in Myrtle Beach. But when he mentioned when she mentioned Charleston, I was like, okay, I wonder if he, and white or black, I wonder if he would ever do, you know, a bike week at Myrtle Beach. That'd be a lot closer than Denver. I mean, Denver, good night. 1,400 miles?
Yeah.
That's a little bit of a haul, so.
Nobody should want to ride a bike out there that far.
Hopefully she's not confused and it's just Denver, North Carolina. She's going to fly
away. That's true. That'd be a lot closer. That'd be a lot more convenient. You have less marijuana, but it's a much shorter drive. So.
I wouldn't say less marijuana, just.
Well, that's true. Who knows? Or maybe less meth. Anyway, love the show, guys. Hope you have an awesome day.
Love your show, Bojangles. Thank you. Yeah.
That's a take.
It's a take.
I didn't really think about it, but, you know, I will now.
Yeah. I mean, no, I didn't think that at all. Like, I didn't, first off, and I do that. Like, remember the one guy, like, I said, man, whatever we were talking about, he's talking about something rednecky or country music or something. And I said, God, you just don't sound what I expect. And then he sent me the DM on Instagram, and he was just, big black guy, and I was like, God, I knew it. I didn't want to say it, but like, I knew it. But that's wild.
The other example, Anonymous, who called and said that you found out he had a 20-year-old son. It was two calls later until he told us he was Mexican.
Yeah.
We didn't even know.
It's hard to judge the book by its cover. Yeah. Bojangles great at it, apparently.
It's an innocent discovery when you find out. Like, oh, that's cool.
Like, you know? I'll give you the best example I ever had was hearing Hootie and the Blowfish and going to see him in concert. Yeah. Did not know Darius was black. Did not know. No. Did not have a clue. Saw him at Al's Pump House. I'm like, what?
This is like a nice little surprise.
It was wow. Okay. Man,
why does it matter?
Oh, Paige.
There we go. There's always one of
matter.
Them.
It doesn't matter. It's like when you have, you know, it's just, okay. That's wild. I don't know. I ain't being weird about it, but I can't believe that it doesn't like. You see it, and you're like, wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Gotcha.
You're just riding that politically correct
pony right
now. I'm not riding anything.
You're pandering.
The only thing that I, you know, back to her comments, I think that.
Subject change.
You should have conveniently rode the breakout.
No, I think it's kind of nice to cuddle with a guy and ride on the back of a motorcycle.
It's kind of gay, but, you know, it's cool if you like it.
Yeah, but, like, you don't think sitting there, like, sprawled out with your legs splayed completely for 1,400 miles is going to, like...
I'll be stiff, I'm telling you.
So would he.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time, right?
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works. The Rise Guys rule.